Good morning. You are here listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh, and we're very, very lucky to have Liz Breslin, author of brand new book, In Bed with the Feminists, on the other end of the line. How's it going?
Yeah, great, thank you. I'm talking to you from actually In Bed, actually with a feminist, so I thought that would be appropriate.
Oh, there you go. We love that.
Yes, of course you are Dunedin-based poet Liz Breslin. You're releasing your second poetry collection, In Bed with the Feminists, through Dead Bird Books, so make sure you're getting it.
Yeah.
What can we expect from In Bed with the Feminists?
Well, we had a little launch in Wanaka, and someone afterwards said there was a lot of laughs and a few tears, so that's always very good. I don't know, like, hopefully it'll entertain people, but also actually get them to think a little bit as well. That would be nice.
Nice. That's always good. Yeah, would you, I feel like, you know, a bit of laughing and a bit of crying is, I feel like, a good way to describe quite a lot of kind of more modern poetry collections that are coming out. What do you think the landscape is like for poetry, and I guess New Zealand poetry as well, at the moment?
I'd say it's pretty exciting. I'm really lucky to be, because I'm being published by Dead Bird Books, which was started off by Dominic Hoey, and he is, you probably all know his stuff, but he's like real good, like performance poet, and into, like, I don't know, the interaction of the work. So to get to be a part of all of that kind of real, alive, dynamic poem scene is a very cool thing.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of, like, people who say they don't like poems, I think, have just, like, not maybe met one that they like yet, because there's quite a lot of variety out there.
Yeah, definitely.
You, of course, are touring the South Island. You're heading to Space Academy on June the 18th, this Friday. So, what can we expect from that reading? How's that different than owning the book and reading it myself?
Because you get to hear the words, like, in the cadence that they were written in. Also, it's just sometimes nice to be entertained, you know, like, that's why we have Netflix, right? So, you know, you just want to go and, like, hear the show. Plus, you'll get a lot more voices than mine. Like, Dominic is going to be there, and Ray Shipley's going to be opening it, and Sam Takani's going to be there. And so it's going to be, I don't know, a bit of a party of the word, I suppose. Like, yeah.
I would say so, yeah. Sounds like a party I want to be at. People may have seen some of your poetry before. You've been published on thespinoff.com and various other online places with some fantastic titles of the poems. I was just reading through No One In My Poem Is On Pee before, which was wonderful. So what kind of, what are some, I guess, poems in the newest collection? I know this is kind of like picking children, but is there any in the newest collection that you're really excited for people to sink their teeth into?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like children. You have different favourites all the time. Some of them, I do like a good title, actually. I'm not allowed to swear on radio, am I?
You know what? Yes, you can.
Shit happens.
It's all good.
All the swear words.
Within reason.
I mean, we've probably said them all at some point. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I just won't tell you that particular title. I feel like that would be safest. I've got some of them are like being, so because it's In Bed with a Feminist, some of them are In Bed with History. So I've got In Bed with History by Lamplight, In Bed with History by Gaslight, that kind of thing. And then I've got all these ones that are all these other titles at different places with the feminists. So I've got Road Trip with the Feminists, which is like trying to get out of Christchurch this one day, or At the Drive Through with the Feminists, or, I don't know.
No,
it's actually quite, I'm just looking at the title page now. It's actually quite a good exercise. Thank you.
I love a good title as well. Yeah. How did you get started deciding to write and publish poetry? I feel like it's not something that a huge amount of people get into. I know when I told my parents that's what my masters were, and they kind of looked at me very confused as to why I was going down this lane. So what inspired you to be like, I'm going to write and publish poems?
I don't really even know if I had a choice. I mean, for sure I had a choice in that, whether I try and get it published or not, but it's just how I like to, I don't know, work out the world and stuff, and it's kind of fun. And what's your master's in?
Mine is in creative writing in poetry, so I've finished very soon doing that, yes.
Oh my gosh! And do you have to write your own poems, or are you studying other people's poems?
For the master's part, I have to write my own poems. So I've basically written a short collection at the moment, and I'm working on editing it up to get it to a finished level now.
When's the book coming, Josh? I'll spin the interview on to you.
When's your book, and what's it called,
Joel? Well, I don't know if I quite have a title for it yet, because it's kind of a work in progress. But yeah, it focuses a lot around faith and the kind of disillusion of faith through kind of growing up, that all kind of post 17, 18 year old, when you're like, maybe I don't agree with everything my parents told me to agree with. So it's kind of working along that theme. So yeah, it'll be done and submitted to my master's submitters in like a couple weeks, and then
yes,
I'll figure out what to do with it after that, I suppose.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so excited for you, Josh. That's the way of it, eh? It's like you put something together and then it's up to other people as to what they think about it, that's...
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. It is kind of scary being like, well, I really like all of this. Now let's hope that the person that gives me a grade likes all of it as well.
Yeah, the person with the money.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Liz Breslin, thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning.
Yeah, swing it back to you.
Everyone should head on down to Space Academy on Friday, June the 18th, to, of course, hear your In Bed with the Feminists book, but also a whole bunch of other fantastic guests, Dominic Holley, so many more.
Mm.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you so much. I very much appreciate it. See ya.